As some of you may know, yesterday and today we're in the process of moving the offices across campus, the church offices from the old rectory into the former convent. And never have Jesus' words in this passage about not taking too much stuff been more relevant. It really makes you take stock of all the things that have added up or that we like to collect. I'm sure that if Jesus walked into my office, he would say, "You can take no books with you on your journey." Having to move a bunch of books over makes me wish I collected something different, like stamps or feathers. When we're forced to think in terms of what we don't have or what we're not allowed to bring, it actually opens up creative possibilities for the way that we're sent out as missionaries and evangelizers. Just as a thought experiment, could you imagine if Jesus said to the church today, "You're not allowed to have any offices. You're not allowed to have any rooms you go into. You can have no offices. You can have no administrative, buildings. You can't have a computer." We might think immediately, well, how would I do my job? But that's exactly the question. Just a thought experiment. How would I do my job? How would things be different? What kind of an evangelizer or catechist or missionary, any of the above, what kind of role would I take if that were the case? If I imagine myself without some of these, it would certainly force us to be outside much more. We'd certainly be walking around. Maybe we'd spend more time evangelizing at the local Starbucks or Big Bean or wherever. It would maybe help us to think less about certain more bureaucratic or managerial sides of the job and put us a little bit more out in the open, having some vulnerability. As they say, necessity is the mother of invention, and sometimes it's that way with our evangelization as well. Often things that we grow accustomed to thinking that we need for our job can maybe be more distractions or holding us back from maybe what the Lord is calling us to do. Just the thought experiment. What are those things in our lives that I feel like I can't live without, or that I can't be a missionary or evangelizer without? We certainly live in a time when there are more books, videos, resources, podcasts, etc., than at any time in human history. That can be good, but maybe it's preventing us from being the missionaries, for going out and putting ourselves on the line rather than simply recommending someone read this or watch this instead. Just a thought experiment. But what if the Lord today said, "For this week, no offices. You have no office. You have no computer. Go out and evangelize." I wonder where that would lead us. It would force us to engage our active pastoral imaginations, to go out and find new ways. How are we to do our job is indeed the question that Jesus is asking his disciples today.